se dedicado trata a la parte de la religión.
Om Jantimananda Siddhyananjana Salabhya Chaksuru Minitam Yena Tasmani Sri Guru Nima. First I offer my unlimited obeisances and dust to the Lord's feet. For my Paramarajitama Guru Paraparma Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sita Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajitama Guru Paraparma. Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sita Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Vrindavan Prabhu just said we're all fortunate that Srila Gurudev is here. That word fortunate is very, very deep, as expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ekupe Brahmanda Bhomite Konya Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakta Lata Beach. That is, the living entities, us, have been wandering through many species of life, for many billions of births, and a very fortunate jeev, very rare, fortunate jeev, by the mercy of Krishna, gets the association of a Sadguru who gives him the seed, the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of Bhakti, which takes the shape of Shraddha. Gurudev was explaining the word Shraddha, which in its fruition is this mission that he's speaking about. Shraddha is also described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Shraddha Shabde Vishrasha Kaudhe Sutra Dimnischoy Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahai. That Shraddha, that seed of Bhakti, in its fruition, the fruit of it, is the strong faith that simply by serving Krishna, all subsidiary activities are performed, as much as by watering the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches are watered, or by feeding the stomach, all the limbs of the body are also fed simultaneously. If I try to put food in this hand, it becomes frustrated and gets undernourished and the whole body dies. So feeding the stomach, everything else is fed. So Gurudev gave the most beautiful examples in San Diego just a few weeks ago. He quoted the verse from the Gita, this strong faith, anantachintayantomam, that is, if anyone has such strong faith in Krishna, such absorption in Krishna bhajan, that he doesn't have any time to care for his own body, his own maintenance, he's only thinking of his internal service to Krishna, then Krishna personally maintains him. Krishna says, I discover a way to maintain him, and then I maintain him. Arjuna didn't have any time to take care of his wife or his children. So what did Krishna do? He himself personally taught archery to Krishna, to Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu. And Krishna personally, Arjuna simply said, my horses are tired. So Krishna, what to speak of serving Arjuna, Krishna massaged Arjuna's horses. And as Gurudev was saying this, he was like marveling. He said, not Arjuna, his horses. Like he couldn't get over the sweetness and mercy of Krishna that he just wants to serve his devotees. He gave Arjuna his sister to marry. He himself became his cousin. He became his chariot driver. And when, by the very first arrow of Bhishma, Arjuna's horses and chariot were both finished, Krishna somehow or other kept them alive. And then at the very end of the war, Krishna said, now Arjuna, immediately get off your chariot. Arjuna said, why? What for? He said, just follow my order now. You get off, and then I'm getting off. So Arjuna got off. Then Krishna got off, and all of a sudden the horses and the chariot both went ablaze and were destroyed. Arjuna said, what happened? How did that happen? So Krishna said, by the very first arrow of Arjuna, of Bhishma, everything was finished, but I kept them alive. And now that the war is over, they revealed their nature. Not only that, I told Hanuman to sit on your flag,
And so many times during this war, Hanuman has saved you. So if somebody has no time, because he's absorbed, just like there was one policeman, and this policeman hadn't yet joined the Bhajan. He was working on the police force. One day he was so absorbed in Bhajan, the external sadhak form engaged in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, following the principles of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, our six Goswamis, dwelling in his mind in Vrindavan, and following the regulative principles of spontaneous sudden bhakti, and in his internally conceived, perfected form, engaged in his internal service to the Lord. And he was so absorbed in his bhajan that he forgot to go to his police work that day. So the next day, he realized what happened. He thought, what will happen? Will I get fired or what? So the next day, when he went into his work, they told him, you did your work so good yesterday that we're going to give you a raise. So then he realized immediately, Krishna personally took that form, took my form, and went to the office for me. So what do I need to stay here for? If being here I get so much mercy, I'll just join my Gurudev.
He is also a very senior devotee and he has served his Gurudev so much. And also serving me, I cannot repay him.
Well, I'll just mention a couple points. Shyamarani is always a hard act to follow. The first of which is that the pure devotees who come here to somehow or other scoop the dregs of humanity and inspire us with their Hari Katha are empowered, directly empowered by Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Balabhacharya had met Lord Chaitanya a number of times. First with when Mahaprabhu had Rupa Goswami with him, and Balabhacharya was so impressed by the humility of Srila Rupa Goswami. He knew something was special about Mahaprabhu after the conversation, but it wasn't quite clear to him. And then as time went on, gradually it dawned on him who Mahaprabhu was, at least to a degree. So by the time Balabhacharya met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, he immediately glorified him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? What was it that he saw in Mahaprabhu that convinced him? And he quoted, he mentioned that Kali Kalar Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. That it takes empowerment directly from God in order to be able to distribute the holy name of Krishna in the way that you've been distributing. So therefore, it's obvious to me who you are. And by the same token, it should be obvious to us who these great pure devotees are, who leave their bhajan behind, not behind, but they have to augment it. Why? For our sake. I also saw something quite unique recently in San Diego. When Srila Gurudev was speaking about Uddhav Sandesh, and Uddhav was being sent to Vrindavan. And at first he saw all the glories of Braj with all the glee and the happiness, cows jumping, all the gopis cooking and churning, everyone so happy. And then in an instant, something changed. And he saw only destitution, everyone forlorn. Jashoda, slumped, unconscious, with cobwebs gathering on the stove. Everyone lamenting in Krishna's absence. And as that mood changed, I saw Srila Gurudev's mood change. And those of you who were there, you know, tears came to his eyes. But the thing that impressed me more than anything else was that in his desire to involve us in his Harikatha, in his desire to involve us in Krishna consciousness, he repressed those things in order to continue speaking and to continue the flow of Harikatha so that we could all be part of it. So this is, I remember thinking as this was happening, this is true jiva dai. This is true compassion to jivas. So this takes great empowerment to do this kind of preaching, and naturally we all want to thank Srila Gurudev and his entourage for coming. And lastly, I just wanted to say that both he and Srila Prabhupada have captured us by giving us taste, by giving us a taste of the nectar that they're tasting. As small a drop as it is, still they've given us some little idea of what it must be like. So, bhakti parishana bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trikai kakala prapadyamanasya yatakshnatashush tushti pushti kshud apayo nagasam. Bhakti has a special quality. It's almost like food. That when you, like when you eat food, you get healthy, you get nourished. You have your taste satisfied, you're happy, and you don't want any more food. So similarly, bhakti has this threefold result. First of all, we get great nourishment and happiness. Second of all, we get great health, spiritual health. And third of all, we have no more material desires. So our Srila Prabhupada always would use this verse as sort of a barometer for what makes, how to tell if a person is advancing in Krishna consciousness, or how to tell if we ourselves are advancing. That no material desires and increasing spiritual taste. So it's by this spiritual taste that somehow or other, I'm still trying to figure it out, we get something in our hearts, and we get the idea. It's like everything comes up, oh, this is what I want. So everybody use that barometer over the next few days, and I can guarantee that the barometer gauge will like go from this side to that side in five short days.
Really, here in Hawaii, in Honolulu, in Vrindavan, in the house of Vrindavan, on the bank of ocean, was totally observed in writing.
Yes, yeah,
especially the
Ujjal Limbuni.
So I forget where I am, who am I, what doing, totally. So I forget my Harikatha, what to tell to you. I don't remember anything. Then I will have to remember what to tell you, what subject we should discuss. It may be from tomorrow on. So today I want to know one of the senior devotees of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. See, Dhrishtadyumna Prabhu. He was with me a prefire, and from San Diego he left me and went to preach in so many
places.
Lots of
New Vrindavan.
So I want to know,
we are in Vrindavan, even New Vrindavan.
The devotees of Swamiji were attracted. And what was their
response?
Om Gyana Tanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I offer my respectful obeisances at the Lord's feet of my spiritual master, Nisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and the lotus feet of my six Shri Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, the lotus feet of all our Guru Varga, and the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas here assembled today. So, we're very fortunate to be able to travel to Srila Gurudev and imbibe a little of the nectar which he's distributing everywhere. I tried my level best wherever I went to redistribute this to my godbrothers and godsisters and other devotees who have come to the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And actually I find that it is just like the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikshastaka verse, first verse when Prabhupada translated that, it gives us a taste of the nectar for which we're always anxious. So everywhere I found everyone is very anxious. But unfortunately, they become anxious about so many problems. And I also had so many problems, and I came here to Gurudev's feet and the North Shore of Hawaii, and Vrindavan Prabhu's Dham, and Srila Gurudev just said, oh, these problems, they're just like these waves in the ocean. They're just coming and coming, and they will never cease. So you just forget about them. Come with me and just forget about them. So, and it's an amazing miracle how they just go away, all these problems go away. So, I was visiting with my godmothers and I was just hearing so many problems. So then I just began to speak so many things of that amazingly I remembered. I don't know how, but somehow they came back to my heart and my mind, and I spoke to them especially about the Braj Mandal Parakram and the amazing and profound experiences that we had also in Jagannath Puri, and they even actually be going back to England when she was really spoke on the Rath Yatra, meaning of Rath Yatra, so many things. And we would go on long walks in Vrindavan with my godbrothers, and I just couldn't stop, and they couldn't stop listening. And they said, we haven't heard this in so long. They were completely amazed. So I said, well, if you really want to understand these things in truth, because I'm just very imperfectly repeating what I've heard, then let us arrange a nice festival here for all other devotees too who are missing this nectar for which they're always anxious. I see them, oh, they're getting new dogs and cats and buying boats to go boating and having tennis matches with each other and barbecue, you know, veggie barbecues. And it's trying to fill this void in their lives, you know, with so many activities, and they're still miserable. And thinking, well, maybe if I move here, or maybe if I move there, or if I could just make some more money. And then the devotees in the temple, they're worried about the governments that are coming down on them and oppressing them with taxes and so many problems and lawsuits and how to save the buildings. And they're just completely in anxiety. And then they heard that I'd come, and then they said, oh, make sure he doesn't come to the temple. So, you know, so I asked, well, you know, we can go to Mangalarti. How many people are going to Mangalarti? Oh, like two or three people. So it's like, what is the problem? There's no one there for me to disturb anyway. Really, though, it is such a powerful effect, this Harikata. I myself never really clearly understood it until, by the grace of Srila Gurudev, hearing Harikata from his lips, also from the lips of the empowered devotees and disciples. It is an amazing thing, Harikata. And it really does have the power to change your heart, change your life, uplift your consciousness, give you a glimpse of the spiritual world. So many wonderful effects. So, Srila Gurudev, so I was stressing where I went, also Sharanagati in Vancouver with the devotees, and we were discussing also Srimati Shamarani Didi's very nice 21-page article on Ritvikism and True Guru Tattva, and so many excellent analysis she has given there. So the devotees were all very enlivened to advance in their understanding of these tattvas. So Srila Gurudev has come, to give us the essence, Kalam iti upadesha saram, nayad kalam iti upadesha saram, the essence of all instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami in this line. We were expanding from Srimati Shamarani's article that sometimes people are saying, well, it's not Srila Prabhupada's mood, what Srila Narayana Maharaj is doing or what he's teaching. And I said, well, the problem is we only experienced Prabhupada when we were in kindergarten. So we only really experienced his kindergarten mood. When Gopavinda Prabhu discussed how Srila Gurudev held back his own absorption in bhajan for our sake, I also remember how Srila Prabhupada did that when he chanted Jai Radha Madhava and went into trance and then came back and told us to chant Hare Krishna. So it's not like that there is a different mood here. The difference is that actually we're expected to, as Srimati Shamarani pointed out, not to stay in the kindergarten. It's time to go up a little, to junior school, middle school, high school, college, PhD, and start making some progress here. So Srila Gurudev's mood in that sense is sometimes different because he's holding a PhD class here. And if you're stuck in second grade, you're not going to understand it. But you have to advance in Krishna consciousness. So how can we do that? Tanama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanamu. Always nicely chanting the holy names and form and pastimes and activities. Rupa Charitadi. Adi means beginning with all of these things. The name, the form, the pastimes, and the activities of the Lord. Srijo Kamena Rasanam Mansini Noja. Always remembering with great relish these pastimes. Tishtan Braje, living in a holy place, in Vrindavan, and if not by physical means, but with one's body, which is preferable, then at least in the mind, we should always create that Vrindavan atmosphere. We discuss, well, that we talk about moods. Well, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was apparently told, or some say he was told by Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his Diksha Guru, not to go into the city, to the kingdom of Kali, not to leave the Dham. So our Srila Prabhupada said, so was he disobeying the order of his Guru by going into Calcutta? No, because he took the Dham with him. He never left the Dham. He brought it there into Calcutta. And he created a shelter, a place of a Dham in the city where the devotees could feel strong spiritually and go out from there and do battle with Maya. So externally, if one is external devotee, he may say, oh, he didn't follow the order of the spiritual master. Well, he's in a different mood than his spiritual master. But actually, those who are looking at the internal spirit of the great devotees can see they're always perfectly in line with their predecessor acharyas. And their mood is how to expand the Dham into everyone's heart, not just to keep it locked away, hidden in one place. So, Tishtan Braje Tad Anuragi Jananagami, a very, very important instruction from Rupa Goswami. Tad Anuragi, to follow in the footsteps of the liberated devotees, the intimate personal associates of the Lord, those who are in rag, who have their hearts are immersed in deep love of Krishna. So we Prabhupada has given two different translations of this verse in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, and one in Chaitanya Charita, a little different flavor to each, but the essence is there, that one should follow in the footsteps very closely and associate with and serve very devotedly a devotee whose mood it is you want to achieve. So I personally now, I said initially when Srila Gurudev said, just come and be with me for a while, I thought of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the prospective disciple should study the Guru for 1 year. So I said, well, I'll travel with Srila Gurudev for 1 year and then I'll see if this is what I want, if these are the footsteps that I want to follow in. And now it's been almost 2 years. And I just want to follow in his footsteps and develop his mood.
want to hear from Ashram Maharaj, who was with me here and there, also in Navadvip.
Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri.
Go Brajamandal Parikrama.
Brajamandal Parikrama, everywhere. And he came with me. And now from San Diego, he went to several countries.
Canada, Washington, New York.
And how they
responded.
No.
Isn't it?
I'm very happy that they are switching my mission in whole world.
Om Gyan Tinarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, being with Gurudev in India, Jagannath Puri, first of all, there Gurudev, who was giving very, very wonderful classes on Rora Ramananda Sambhad, very, very beautiful. And then during the day, we would go with Gurudev, seniors, sannyas, sannyasis, and devotees, about 400 or 500 devotees, going to the different pastime places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. Just being fed so much sweet, sweet nectar, more than we could absorb, at least myself. And then, actually in the morning, it was Aranya Maharaj. Aranya Maharaj, he was speaking, taking the teachings that he'd received from Srila Gurudev, from Pujapad Madhav Maharaj, Pujapad Bhad Maharaj, and presenting Rath Yatra very, very nicely. And then in the evening, Gurudev, he was speaking of Rora Ramananda Sambhad. And for 2 weeks, in very beautiful setting of Jagannath Puri, we were just being inundated with nectar, day and night, from morning till evening, and you went to sleep and you were just dreaming of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes, Rath Yatra, Rora Ramananda Sambhad. Then, after that, we went to Vrindavan, and we had a quick journey up to Haridwar.
Yeah.
And we had a very nice festival there. There was opening of a dharmashala. Very nice Naga Sankirtan through the streets for about 4 hours. And there Gurudev, he spoke the glories of Haridwar. Coming back from Haridwar, immediately, maybe 1 day's rest, then Rajmano Parikram began. And Gurudev, in the morning, he was speaking on Damodar Lila, and we're going to different holy places, and again, and again, we were being fed very, very, very sweet nectar, very nice Lila Kata, Tattva Siddhanta, all coming unbroken, like an unbroken stream of nectar. And after Gurudev, he had gone through Damodar Lila, then in the mornings he started speaking on Sri Bhajanahate. In the evenings, he continued speaking on Rora Ramananda Sambhad. So for 1 month, Gurudev, he started in Vrindavan from the point of the love of the gopis. In Jagannath Puri, he had spoken already on Varnashram Dham, Sharanagati, Kamapanam, Gyan Sunya Bhakti, so many things, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. And in Vrindavan, he was in Madhurya Ras. I think that such topics being spoken to a Western audience, to in such depth,
I think maybe it has not happened before. Very, very nice. In the evening, he was giving us some glimpse of the sadhana. And in the morning, he was explaining what is the sadhana through Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. And I was following the Ramananda Samvad from Jagannath Puri, and I was every evening staying up, taking notes, staying up late at night, just to keep up. And I thought, oh, I'll continue this in Vrindavan. But then when he was doing Sri Bhajan Mahasaya in the morning and Roy Ramananda Samvad in the evening, I couldn't keep up. I thought, what to do? So I continued with Roy Ramananda Samvad. But then one day in Govardhan, he asked me to speak. So what have I been speaking in Sri Bhajan Mahasaya? And then I stood up and I was blank. Could not remember anything. And for a few minutes, I waffled. In England, we call it waffling. Just saying nothing. And then I realized that, oh, that this Sri Bhajan Mahasaya is so important for me. So important. That Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's so very mercifully, he is presented, though he is an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna, but he is presented the process. He's come and gone through the process for our benefit. And that process that he has undergone, he's presented in Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. For one, starting from beginning, going to the highest level. So then I thought, oh, let me absorb myself in this Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. And I started to do so. Even when we came to San Diego, I was still thinking and studying Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. So after San Diego program, we had the program in Germany after Vrindavan Parikram. And there, very, very incredible thing happened. Gurudev, he started to speak on Jaiva Dharma. And then he opened up Jaiva, he just started to read, just reading the first page. And he infused the whole room with such an energy, a transcendental energy, that he just took us all into Godrumdweep. We're no longer in Germany. We're right there in Godrumdweep. And he was just reading, and I thought, oh, if I read this for thousands of births, I could not get what he's given in just a few minutes. So very sweet. And then in San Diego, Gurudev also, he started to speak on Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. But when Gurudev, he came here to YIT for his retreat, at that time somehow it was arranged that I would go different places. Pujapad Bhaknath Rani Maharaj, he's not here. We're all very sorely missing him. So I thought, what I can do? Everybody, they've already heard from Rani Maharaj, what I can do. I'm in a losing battle.
Big problem.
So first we went to Sharanagati in Canada. And there, devotees, they had previously gone to, where's that place? Where you had a fest? Salt Spring Island. And there, they were very fortunate to receive the blessings of Srila Gurudev. And their whole life had changed. Previously, these devotees, many of them, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, but without association, had become somewhat not as enthusiastic. But now I saw that the devotees, though not having that association with Srila Gurudev for some time, but now very enthusiastic in their Krishna consciousness and very eager to hear. There seemed to be a polemic. But the devotees who were coming to hear, that they were so inspired to carry on in their Krishna consciousness, to understand what is the goal, what Srila Rupa Goswami has come to give, and what is the process. And here, and there we spoke on Rupa Shiksha, and also Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. And response was so nice. Also, one sannyasi, Jyotidar Maharaj. Very nice, simple sannyasi. Actually, he's a real example. That he has his disciples, but upon coming in contact with Srila Gurudev, then he came and he presented all his disciples at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. He also presented his head, his body, his mind, his heart, everything at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. And you can see how this devotee, he will get more and more of Srila Gurudev's mercy. Why? Because he has the quality of Saralata, simplicity. And his ashram in Sharanagati, very simple, but very, very nice. There he's making a Rathkat for Gurudev. Very nice Rathkat he's made. Practically he's finished. Then after Sharanagati, then we went to Los Angeles. And then Los Angeles with Rishabh Dev Prabhu, Sadbhuj Prabhu, Kali Krishna Prabhu, many devotees had very enthusiastic that though somehow there's been some alienation, but still they're carrying on having their programs. And devotees would sit down. I think second day we spoke for 3 hours on Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. Everybody was there. Just, we're supposed to speak on Sri Bhajan Mahasaya and then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But then we did not get to speak on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Only Sri Bhajan Mahasaya. And they were just there, just drinking and drinking and drinking. Though, myself, I have really no qualification. But because Gurudev, he is so, so merciful that what he's doing, what the previous acharyas have come to give us. Samapayitam panato jvala rasa swa bhakti sriyam. The beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. That here Gurudev, he's coming in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And even what is not easily accessible to devotees who are in India, who are in even in the Gaudiya missions, then he's coming. And he's giving us some taste for this. This is unprecedented mercy. Unprecedented mercy. That one time Gurudev, he said that, why am I doing this? He said, because if I don't do this, then these things, they'll be lost. So many, they cannot understand. And I cannot understand. How Gurudev is doing this, that it appears that he is giving something which is not in the line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, which is not in the line of Acharyas. But if we actually start to study these literatures of Acharyas, I just start to have a glimpse of Sri Bhajan Mahasaya, and we see how exactly he is in the line, and how very merciful he is in giving us this glimpse. Srila Prabhupada, he came, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, and he laid a foundation. And on that foundation, now Srila Gurudev is coming, and he's given us a glimpse and a taste of this satya, so that we can get on the path to perform our sadhana. And not only give me a glimpse, but now he's coming and he's traveling at very old age and he's nourishing us. That by this Sadhu Sangha, this is most important. And this, we see that devotees around the world, that they're drying up because of not having this Sadhu Sangha. That just by coming and hearing from Srila Gurudev, getting nourished in this way, getting this education, then our lives can be completely perfect. That there's no, need not be any hazy area, actually. Previously, for 20 years, I was chanting. But actually, I did not know what I was doing. Getting up early, going through the process. But actually, what was the sadhya? What was the sadhana? I had no clear idea. And now Gurudev is coming, and he's giving some clear idea. He's giving some strength. He's giving some injection. He's giving so much mercy. So, this kind of mercy, this is unprecedented. What to speak of in India, he's coming to the West, and we're receiving this. So, we can only see that Gurudev, that he's the manifest mercy of our whole Guru Parampara, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's coming in a most unprecedented way that has never been done before. So I just pray that I can just offer my heart, my body, my mind, my soul, everything without reservation at the lotus feet of Om Vishnu Pada Stotara Sutta Shishma Srila Bhaktivinoda Goswami.
I remember my last days and the last date of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He called upon me my last day. And he gave me some instruction, requested me for something. He told me that I have collected so many. But I could not train them so well. So please help me and give my samadhi.
By your own hand.
By your own heart.
And my
perhaps he engaged me in his service and the service of Guru Parampara. And thus he attracted me to come to Western countries. He made a good platform. He was himself Srimad Bhagavatam or Gita, himself, embodiment of Bhagavatam. He remembered that Labdhva Sudurlabham Vidam Bhausam Bhavan Manushyam Arthadam Anittam Api Hati Trunam jateta na pateta anumittu yavat nese saya visaya khalu sarvatasya. Very important is love in Srimad Bhagavatam. This human life is very rare. Out of his causeless mercy, Krishna has arranged to have this human body. But it is very, very
short.
But in this short time also, it can give
perfection.
It can give. You can know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And we should realize this in human body. In anybody, in any species of
life,
we cannot realize this. So, being in this human form, just you should realize this. At once, and be successful in your life. You should be happy.
This human life is not for sense gratification or anything. That we are doing. I am very anxious, very worried for that. Or it can be had in any auspicious event, donkey,
monkey,
dogs, monkeys and every species. Or more than human life. More than. So why you are anxious? Give this life for only realizing this thing. That we, who are we and what is our duty? How to be happy in this life? If you die, oh, everything is ready for you. Oh, thousands of wives, husbands, children, and all the things of for sense gratification. You will lose nothing. So you should engage your whole attention and energy in Krishna service. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu. So sometimes we become, he knew that sometimes we become very worried, weak without sadhusanga. If in any way in sadhusanga you have attained some saddha, even more than that, you have attained nishtha, but no sadhusanga, oh, you will be weak and give up. So this was the case of the devotees of disciples of Swamiji. When Swamiji left this world, they were doing so much preaching here, there. What preaching? Making money, anyhow, maintaining their mutts. Oh, distributing so much books. Gurukul was there. Gaushala and so many things were going on. But really there was no sadhusa. No pure harikatha. Nothing there was. So they became weak and left all these things. Even they lost their faith in their Guru.
Yes.
So many. And so many left this mission. And so many were kicked up from mission. Perhaps he thought all these things, what will be in future. And that is why he told me and requested. When I came to these countries, I was amazed totally. How he preached in midst of ocean, in forest, here and jungles and on the mountains. But now they are becoming so weak that their faith are coming down and they are giving up. For this mission I came. I think that by their special mercy I am successful in that mission. That so many senior devotees of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, my Shiksha Guru, again they are training. Now they are so enthusiastic that they always want to be with me here and there and to preach my mission. So that is my mission. Anyhow, to help them and to also to help new fights. This is the only way that any person can be happy. Otherwise, never and never. I know some of you, you are becoming weak. If I was not here, I think that you have lost your faith. I know that even I am coming, but when I will go, some of you will be
weak.
So for this I came. Don't be weak. Try to help others also. And be always very strong. This world is false like. Our relations are false. In this world, by sense gratification, anyone is not happy, you are not happy, I this I know. But even you are engaged. So, when I came, you came, anyhow. But you should always try to realize what the message of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, or previous acharyas was. By this, by practicing Bhakti Yoga purely, you must be happy. But what you are doing, and engage your senses in collecting money, this money will cheat you, and cheat you. You cannot be happy. So you should try to chant and remember. To help yourself, others also. So you should take some energy from me, given by our Acharya, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and try to distribute all these things in hope. I am very happy that some of these devotees are doing. They are also replying some of bogus ideas of so-called Ritviks and so-called bhaks and acharya. I am now you are more stronger. You can do for me. You are so learned person. And learned devotees. I hope that my books also, Swamiji books, should be preached everywhere and distributed everywhere. Not only to keep in library for sure, but to read it thoroughly. And to practice Bhakti Yoga. I don't want any show bottle. I want that. Oh, we should keep bhakti very in high
hidden.
Otherwise it will go like camphor.
Window. Out of the window.
So chant more. Read more. Practice more. You should come, try to come on ground level. What is ground level?
Stand with your feet on the ground.
Yes. Really, you should practice. Don't keep it for tomorrow. Never. At once. As do or die in this way. Don't be attracted to worldly things. To collect money and position and everything. I think it will be better to explain Bhajan Rahasyam of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We are here for 3 days and 3 days in the Prabhu house where we discuss so many things and try to have in your heart. Don't be weak. Don't quarrel among yourself. Don't quarrel with wives and with husbands. Whatever any difficulty, problem coming, try to tolerate it. Don't be nervous. Oh, it is bound to come. It will come. But try to be tolerant and to chant, remember and to practice Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is very easy thing. Very easy, very easy. Our maintenance is not so much
difficult.
But our maintenance is so difficult. So much difficulties are there, though so many problems. But in chanting name, you are going to office, you are taking prasadam, or anywhere you can. But try to do it like Maharaj Ambarish, Hanuman, Pandavas, Narad Rishi, Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur, like Rupa Sanatan, like others, like your Gurudev, like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. And be happy in this life also and coming lives also. Today. up to this Gaur Premananda.
Yeah, yeah.
From tomorrow you should make some casuals that there should be 3 classes at least in morning, kirtan, bhajan, sadhana, and some classes. In that classes Aranya Maharaja,
Ashwamedha Maharaj,
Shyam Rani, or so many else. Oh Prabhu. So they will. And in evening,